But
so since the ball, these are regular season. So obviously there's some playoff moments in there that you can't gloss over because those are the big time games. But before that game, 17-3 the team was, 42-10. That's touchdowns to interceptions, only 6 fumbles. Okay, so you're looking at 42 touchdowns and 16 total turnovers. Okay, since this point, he has
this just regular season.
Yes, since that point, that Baltimore game, 8-11 record. Okay, instead of 17-3, instead of 42-10 touchdown to interception, it's 26-20, and he has 8 fumbles.
Yeah.
In that time. So you're looking at more turnovers. We're not including the rushing stats. So that because he has 5 rushing touchdowns last year. That's a lot of turnovers. I know, look, teams win and lose. Like, it's not just the individual player, but there is something about the turnovers.
And we used the word regress yesterday. Is that too strong of a word right now to say about Brock Bonte? But when he told me those stats, it actually was just kind of alarming. Now, a lot of that also coincided with Christian McCaffrey not being there. And that's a big talking point. When we talk about the discussion around Brock, it coincides with CMC.
You need weapons in this game, right? You need weapons. Now, we'll get to the regression. I don't think he's regressed. I think he has been beat up. But we saw Mahomes with the Chiefs look pedestrian without weapons. Now they're starting to get weapons back, right? Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice is coming back. And all of a sudden, Thornton's coming on. And all of a sudden, the Chiefs, I'm thinking, oh, man, they're going to represent the AFC again.
Right.
All of a sudden, they're 2-2 and back in business.
I wasn't throwing dirt on them.
No, I wasn't. It was way too early. Way too early. They should have beat the Eagles, for crying out loud. Kelce drops a pass in the end zone, and the Eagles go down and run out the clock.
Yeah. I still can't believe he dropped that ball.
So the Chiefs could be sitting at 3-1, and we're talking about them representing the AFC again. Some of it has to do with McCaffrey being out. Some of it has to do with Brandon. I think this whole situation with Brandon Ayuk,
it sucks.
We underrated the rapport Brock Purdy had with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
He was quietly his most trusted, reliable source in the passing game. And we underrated it because of Ayuk and the contract and the money. We said, oh, he could just move on. We don't need Brandon Ayuk. But damn, it'd be nice to have Brandon Ayuk now, wouldn't it be?
Not only do you miss the player, he's also making a lot of money,
which you
accounted for by saying goodbye to other players.
So
it's a double whammy.
So Ayuk's hurt last year. McCaffrey's hurt last year. Kittle missed some games. Deebo missed some games.
Trent missed 7.
Trent missed a lot of games. So look, is Brock Purdy doing too much? He has to take responsibility for the turnovers.
Yeah.
He's doing too much. I remember the Detroit Monday night game when they were driving, and the safety just baited him in the middle of the field, and Brock throws an interception after having a really good game. So the turnovers have got to get cut down. Is some of that a byproduct of guys getting hurt? Absolutely. Offensive line being beat up? Absolutely. But some of it is on Brock, too,
You
got to take care of the ball. Well,
see, because this is a separate conversation. Like, part of the Jimmy thing wasn't just the turnovers. It was – gosh, when he plays, they're pretty good. They win. He's a good player. Not the best, but he's freaking good. You're going to struggle to find someone better than him in the league. But the body kept depreciating year after year, and then physically, he wasn't the same player. You go back and you watch the highlights from that NFC Championship game. He's running around on Detroit. His legs were the big separator. Yeah. He made great throws, but the legs. And now, like, when you see him compromised and the injuries are mounting up, I know it's early in the season, and I just worry about, you know, as the year goes on, how's he going to get healthier playing week after week? I don't know, man. The body, I'm starting to have question marks.
And that loss, that's why it's so frustrating because, Bonte, I'll let you finish here. That's why I wanted Mac to start this game. I really wanted as much rest as I could for Brock leading up to a short... We all knew it was going to be a short week and a short turnaround. And how are we feeling after that loss and him already complaining about his toe soreness after it? Short week, going down on an artificial surface and so
we
far,
we don't even know if Mac was healthy enough to play.
I don't even
last
care.
Last week?
Don't even care.
No, I don't care.
You protect an investment at this point, Bonte.
They're
both going to be
limited?
This
isn't Pop Warner football, dude.
No. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Mac couldn't run last week. Invested in this guy.
Mac, well, right now he's making $9 million or whatever it is, Brock Purdy. Right now his cap hit is $9 million. He's got an $8 million signing bonus. So really he's a $9 million quarterback for this year. For this year, he's a $9 million quarterback.
But you've been budgeting for years.
Yeah, no
for
doubt.
Him,
but he's a $9 million quarterback. Those are the numbers. He's getting paid $9 million.
With a $90 million dead cap.
Right. So, no, I know. He's got
you've
the guarantee money.
You've invested in him.
But Mac Jones couldn't move after the Arizona game.
That's the part
the PCL
I don't know.
Injury was there, so you're gonna throw out a guy on one leg.
Participant yesterday. I don't buy that.
We're
for
talking
a
about
second.
The Jacksonville games, Spadoni. Last week.
No.
Last week.
Yesterday, he would have been a full participant in practice.
Last week. They don't practice on Mondays in the first place.
Yeah, but right? If they were to,
last week,
he would have been a full
Matt
participant.
Jones could not move. He could not move
last
week.
Prior. I get that.
He could
Brock
not move.
Clearly didn't trust his feet enough, and he didn't move enough in this game.
But what we're talking about here is Mac Jones. How many practices did Mike Jones have last week? Producers. What was he limited participant?
Yeah,
he's very limited with the PCL injury.
I didn't even know if he suited up on Sunday.
He did.
Texted,
I saw pictures.
I know, but
the
I texted everyone. I was like, guys, I don't see him on any of the active.
He was limited all week. Limited all week with the PCL injury. So we're going to throw out a guy because, all right, Brock Purdy says he's 80% last week, 75%. We can't put a percentage on it. But what if Mac's 50%? You're still going to throw him out there?
I would have felt better getting blown out with my backup and Mac Jones than losing a close game with my starter who's now coming away.
So I disagree on that opinion. No, that's
not even
close. That's fair. That's your opinion. But I got frustrated. This is why I think the Carter Bradley thing was kind of a joke in the preseason.
It was a joke.
Because, no, like, of any of the organizations that rolls through quarterbacks on a yearly basis, this one should take the third quarterback spot more serious.
I
thought the Carter Bradley thing, honestly, was a giant waste of time. And it bit him. If that's the case, what
and
you just
Tanner
played
Mordecai.
Out, would you agree with me? If Brock was hypothetically at 75 and Mac was at 50 and they were too afraid to play the third string quarterback, for the remainder of Shanahan's tenure here, they should never waste that third quarterback spot ever again. And I know that sounds insane, but guys, listen to what we were having the conversation about.
Well,
the guy you've invested $150 million in, like if he goes back on the IR, I will go back to the third quarterback and say, you made a giant mistake wasting everyone's time.
Well, first of all, how much money you got to invest in a third quarterback? Teams don't want to invest a lot into the third quarterback.
I get it.
But going to training, I told you.
You first, said it.
Carter Bradley, I was like, what? I was sitting there watching practice. I was just dropping my head. I was like, we gotta stop this. This is not good. I know he's Gus Bradley's son.
But that's not,
It was just not.
The NFL.
He's not. I don't even know if he could play in the CFL. And then you had Tanner Mordecai, who I never thought was good, coming out of Wisconsin. I didn't think he was good at Wisconsin, and I definitely didn't think he was good with the 49ers.
And they drafted a guy with a torn ACL.
Right. Dude from Indiana.
Rourke.
Yeah. Zach Green's boy. So, I want to bet it. So, Spadoni, you're not going to go in there saying, okay, Mac Jones at 50%, who limped around all week. That's what the reports were. I was talking to Mayoko, but he's limping around all week. And if Purdy was ready, Purdy almost played the Arizona game. That's why the 2-5 week report by Ian Rappaport.
Thank God he did.
Mayoko said it right away. That's a little overblown. Purdy was almost—he was close to playing the Arizona game.
So let me ask you this then.
So Mac, you can't throw Spadoni. You can't throw Mac out there against that defense just because you're trying to protect an asset. That's unfair to Mac Jones.
Do you feel?
You also have Mac Jones for 2 years. You can't do that and try to. What if Mac Jones goes out there and tears his whole knee up?
I mean,
his career's over.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
that's
you
not
need
fair.
A backup quarterback.
Exactly.
Wasn't that
so
serious?
Now,
if he was a full part, he would have been a full participant
well,
yesterday.
They're saying
we're talking
that.
About,
that's a hypothetical.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical.
I don't know.
Not only that, they're saying that. Purdy and Pearsall's questionable this week.
But let me ask
nobody believes they're playing. So I'm talking about leading in Jacksonville.
Playing?
What are you saying? They're questionable.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's going to try to gut it
I'm
out.
I'm doubtful.
Yeah,
he
I'm
plays.
Very doubtful. He
so
plays.
Let me ask you guys this one. Okay. Forget the words quarterback controversy. Just remove that. I'm talking about the injury because we know Purdy's the guy when Mac wins this week and Purdy's just kind of up in the air in terms of the health. And like, then what? Like, what do we do? What do the Niners do?
They play Brock Purdy if he's ready to roll. Brock Purdy's your guy.
Regardless.
Brock Purdy's your guy.
Injured Brock Purdy gives him a better chance to win than Mac Jones?
I'm just asking out loud, guys.
Mac Jones, we got to see how Mac Jones moves. I'm very eager to see. The last time I saw Mac Jones, he was limping around.
I know.
He couldn't even. He was like, remember Peyton Manning's last year?
He did leave a game-winning drive.
Peyton Manning. They scored 16 points. I get it. He led the game-winning drive. It was great.
Yeah, I know it wasn't
fourth
great.
Fourth quarter was almost bad with the safety and the interception and all that stuff. But Mac Jones, he gets credit for helping them win. But I give that. I give a lot of credit to the defense for keeping them in the game.
That was a hell of a drive.
It was a hell of a drive. But the quarterbacks don't win games by themselves. Shanahan has some great play designs too in that drive. The screen pass, Chris McCaffrey,
it was amazing.
It was great. But Mac Jones also looked like Peyton Manning trying to hand the football off to Chris McCaffrey. Remember Peyton Manning his last year with Denver? They had to line up in shotgun. Because he couldn't move. That's Mac Jones. You line up Mac Jones under center. Can he even move? You try to run his own read with a messed up knee, a PCL, and you're limping around. Now, Mac Jones is spinning the ball well. And I like the fact that people were warmed up to Mac Jones, because we're now seeing that he's not as bad as what everybody thought he was. Guy's a capable quarterback.
I've always liked Mac. Yeah.
He's a capable quarterback.
So, but what do you do with Brock's foot? Like, I just, to me, the toe.
Which is on the foot.
But clearly the toe needs time. And like, to me, if he looks like he did on Sunday in terms of mobility, I don't love that. And I don't think that's something he can play with all year and expect him to be, a good player.
Well, we know Shanahan, right? Christian McCaffrey had a calf injury going into the Seattle game. We didn't know if he was going to play. I know. And he had 31 touches. So if Purdy tells Shanahan, I'm ready to roll, they're going to shoot that bad boy up, and Purdy's going to play. Whether the toe's healthy or
is
not,
he gonna play
Purdy's
well?
Going to play.
Is he going to play well?
Well, I hope so. Yeah. He better.
He can't play like he did the other day.
No, he can't. By the way, Sports Talk 95 is in the game, is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL, so, CBS, and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, Joe.
Again, these are all just hypotheticals. I just think that when you invest as much as you have in the quarterback, you know, I wonder, like, okay, right now, like, there's a hamstring injury for Lamar Jackson, right? Like, Baltimore's going to be very cautious with the Lamar Jackson injury, right? That a hamstring injury for him changes fundamentally how he plays football. And a toe injury for Purdy does change fundamentally how he plays football. We know, like, when he's healthy, he's way better than Mac Jones, right? Mac is capable, right? I'm just worried that they're going to rush him back out there, because I know he wants to play, because that's the gritty competitor in him. He's going to want to do that. In this situation, like, a couple of weeks, taking some time off to maybe get more right. Not that you will be 100%. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. It's something you got to think about.
That's up to the doctors. That's up to the doctors. And then, what we're not talking about
up to Kyle Shanahan.
Well, Shanahan has the final say.
It's player and doctor.
Yeah, but who has the final say? Hold on. Who has the final say whether he plays or not?
No, the doctors. The player has to say.
Kyle Shanahan's the head coach. He calls the shots.
Shanahan
can protect him from himself and say, you know what, Brock? No, come on.
He's a head coach. He's a head coach. Football coach is going to play their guys.
Is Brock not an investment at this point? $200+ million. You want to protect him?
Well, Nick Bosa. Look, hold up. Nick Bosa. The doctors told Nick Bosa, "Hey, you're good. You don't have an ACL injury." And he was like, "No, I'm not good. I think I tore my ACL." And they went with what Nick Bosa said. Like, I think they're going to lean on like the player ultimately. I do.
Juwan Jennings is beat up. You think he's at 100%?
Not even close. Shoulder, ankle, and now ribs.
What happened? Doctors say, "Hey, he's ready to go." And then what they do is ask. What the player asks is, can I injure it more? Can I make it worse? And if the doctor says, no, you can't make it worse, they'll tell the coach, hey, he can't make this worse. Coach will say, hey, Brock, do you feel good? All right, we'll do what we need to do to get you going. This is pro football. Guys play hurt all the time. You know how many times Joe Montana is one of, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback ever. How many times was he 100%?
I mean, he missed multiple seasons, elbow, almost the whole season
for
the back.
This is what these guys do, Spadoni. It's pro football,
went to the
buddy.
Hospital after a playoff
game. It's pro football,
I guess,
man.
I'm the only one that cares about Brock's foot, so that's okay. I'll
toe,
die on that
it's
hill.
The toe,
I'm the only
not
one
the
that cares.
Foot, it's the toe.
Where is the toe located,
it's the
Vontae?
Toe. It's a toe injury on the foot.
Where's it
of
located?
Course, it's his toe. It's what? Turf toe.
Hey, is a toe
not
on your hand
foot.
Or is it on your foot?
You guys keep saying a foot injury like a foot sprain. It's a toe.
Where's the toe?
It's a toe, Spadoni.
Where's it on?
Accuracy matters, what we told all the kids at NorCal Media Day.
Where's the toe located? We're
just being loose with it.
Well, no. Listen.
It's a toe is literally a part of the foot because there's
it's
a tendon.
Turf toe.
Yes.
They said turf
that
toe.
That means there's a slight tear on the ligament, which is on the foot, which is why I can't run in the first place,
all right,
dude.
All right,
God,
all right.
Are we? It's like, turf, seriously.
Whatever. All right. If it feels a foot. He would be playing.
When
if his
Baldy,
foot was messed up, he would have been in a butt.
When Baldy and Lowe tell us that he's not going to be able to practice normally the rest of the season, that's a problem. That's literally what they told us with the turf toe. He's not going to be able to practice normally the rest of the season because of this.
It just sucks.
And this guy's whole game, is predicated on mobility, and now he's going to have to stand in the pocket and be small and get his balls batted down, and it's going to be a problem. And I think I would have rather had Mac Jones start last week. Right. He gets destroyed, and I feel better about Brock heading into this Thursday.
Look, B, you know how this works, though.
Oh, you feel great about Brock heading into this week.
So you can't say I wanted that his toe's not going to get better and he can't practice normally, but then let's throw Mac out there to the wolves, him get destroyed and get his brains beat in. But you know what? It doesn't matter because he's only making $4 million or $3 million, and let's bring back Brock Purdy with turf toe on turf in SoFi Stadium against a division rival that has a better defensive line than Jacksonville.
Guys, remove,
that's not going to He's not going to be healthy the rest of the year with turf toe. It is what it is.
Let's get off
that. So what do you do?
Let's get off that for a second. I want to ask you guys this. B, you've taken a lot of calls here. Spoon, you've taken a lot of calls here. If Matt Jones wins on Thursday, no Pearsall, maybe there's no Jennings, there are going to be a lot of fans opining for Mac Jones.
They already are.
Be one of the best wins.
After the Saints win. What are you talking about?
Would be one of the best wins in the history of the regular season under Kyle Shanahan. If they win this with Mac Jones.
Say that again?
It'd be one of the best wins in the history of the regular season.
Not week 17 up in Seattle beating them.
Okay, this is where there's nuance in conversation. What did I say? One of the best wins in the history of Kyle Shanahan's tenure in the regular season, it would have been.
With no Bosa, no Kittle, no Jennings, no Pearsall, and a backup quarterback. You know what?
They have no business winning this game.
It would be in the argument for one of his best games. I would agree with you.
It's not
in the regular season. I get where he's going with that.
He doesn't believe that. He can't even say it with a straight
face. What are you talking about? I don't believe that.
He believes in Mac. He really does believe in Mac.
No, I'm saying being one of the best regular season wins.
Why is that? Why do you think that's ridiculous? Please answer why you think that's ridiculous. You just laid it out. You're missing. How many Hall of Fame players would you be missing?
Come on, man. They've had some great regular season wins. Do you not remember?
And this wouldn't be one of them?
Given the situation, this would be a great win.
48-46 in the Super Bowl?
So this game doesn't matter. Against the Saints? That's fine. This game doesn't matter.
Who's saying that? The game does matter.
Clearly you are.
What are you talking about? The game doesn't matter. Of course the game matters. Nobody's saying that.
So you wouldn't be impressed?
Of course I would be impressed if they won, but to say it's one of the more remarkable regular season wins of Kyle Shanahan's career with the 49ers?
No Ayuk, no Bosa, no Kittle,
what about his
no
first
Purdy?
Year when they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and went to the AFC Championship with Jimmy Garoppolo, and he was throwing to God knows who? First year.
You can put that in there if you want. I'm saying this would be one of them. It's okay to agree with me sometimes, Bonte. Jesus.
I just don't.
It's okay
to say
it would be one of the best.
Okay, you
it's
want me to agree with you, okay? It's one of the best wins.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, if they pull this one out on Thursday, if they pull this one out Thursday, but like they've got $100 million in dead cap, okay? $100 million in dead cap this year. $100 million. It's kind of crazy. You do this without Bosa, Kittle, Ayuk, Purdy, Jennings, Pearsall? Come on. Yeah. That is a lot of money.
That's whatever. You're listening to 95% of the game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State
that
Warriors
would
and Valkyries.
Pretty crazy.
Always live in the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laugh Among Studios.
In L.A.?
Brought to you by Fremont
it's
Bank.
It's a
49er
home game. Let's relax. It's a 49er home game on Thursday. Ram fans don't show up.
They lost that one last year.
Well, they only won one game in division.
They did. They've already surpassed that, though. That's
still
good.
A home game. I'm just saying.